In the city, there's been positive reaction to the latest GDP figures, which show the UK economy grew by 1.9% in 2013. That's its strongest rate since 2007, according to the Office for National Statistics, which says gross domestic product for the fourth quarter fell to 0.7%. That's down a little from the previous quarter. Let's get reaction from our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. And James, are these figures a little bit disappointing or what everybody expected?
Well, I think we all expected after the strong numbers, not necessarily GDP numbers, but strong numbers throughout 2013. I think the fact that the overall number for 2013 was quite high at 1.9% wasn't too much of a surprise, but is, of course, good news. But the downside to that is, of course, the GDP for the fourth quarter had slipped from 0.8 to 0.7. So it's a bit of a mixed bag. For that reason, I think we haven't seen the market really grab hold of this story and really run with it as a really positive story. When you consider where the economy has come from the lows of 2007, 2008 in the financial crisis, it's almost miraculous that we've come to a situation where the economy is growing by almost 2% in the year. So I think overall it will be seen as a very positive thing. The economic data continues to get better. The unemployment rate is falling very rapidly and inflation is going in the right direction. So I think overall, it paints one big rosy picture for the UK economy at the moment.
Although some economists and, of course, politicians have pointed to the fact this is very much a service sector-led recovery and we're still behind on things like manufacturing and construction.
Yes, there is that. But, of course, the service sector is the biggest sector in the UK, the most reliant sector. So you need to see those biggest sectors recovering and getting better. And in fact, the numbers for the manufacturing and construction side aren't too far away from what we'd want them to be. Okay, there is a shortfall in those two sectors, but when you look at a lot of the PMI numbers that have come out throughout 2013, they've still been very positive numbers. So I think overall, you can say there has been a downturn in these numbers and they're not quite at the level that we expect. But I think overall, you have to see this as a very good news story. The numbers are there, the growth is there. And of course, as a lot of people have been saying, we've been stagnating for a good number of years now, and to finally get what is very good growth in 2013 really overshadows everything else.
And what of the next few months? Of course, we've had a number of statistics from the Office for Budget Responsibility, also the International Monetary Fund, who also are predicting increased growth for the UK economy in 2014. I expect the market has already bet that.
Yes and no, I would say. I mean, I think the overall, when you consider where markets have been, it was always going to be a year, 2014, where after you saw what happened in 2013, we've all had the really positive economic data followed by very strong performances in financial markets. And of course, the major indices have been rallying very strongly for the last few years or so. Now, 2014 was always going to be a change when something had to give. We can't have the strong economy with the current monetary policy that we have and very strong financial markets. So this year is going to be a year when the monetary policy will really come into the forefront of people's minds and we'll have to look to a potential change in that, a withdrawal of the quantitative easing or even a move in the interest rates. But overall, the markets were going to have had too much of a positive run factored into their pricing already, and that would be why we've seen such a real negative start, especially within in January, a start to the year for the financial markets.
Although that, of course, is also tied in with the worries about emerging markets rather than at home.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there are a lot of worries surrounding emerging markets and really what the US tapering deal, so what the US withdrawing a lot of their stimulus into their economy, what that will do as a knock-on effect into the emerging markets is really causing a lot of issues. And of course, we may see those quelled a little bit because this evening we have the State of the Union address by President Obama, and that could give us a lot of positive news surrounding the US economy. And tomorrow sees the FOMC meeting start, and that will have Janet Yellen, her first meeting as the chairman of the Federal Reserve. So yes, again, there we could see yet more figures showing that there is a positive move in the US and that it was the right decision to start taking off this stimulus in the US, which could calm down those fears for the emerging market.